Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zagazeta, and on this podcast, I like to educate and motivate on topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. Did you know that you are amazing? If you did, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you do. But if you don't, then you should possibly start telling yourself that. And why? Because the way that you speak to yourself matters. Today, I'm going to discuss on how important it is to be self-aware of your inner dialogue. Before you say, oh my God, this Bolshevik of words are powerful. Well, yes, they are powerful. So give me a second to explain because they really are powerful. What we say about ourselves to ourselves matters. Let's say you call yourself ugly, right? And because it's you, you don't really care. But what if you go to a five-year-old and five-year-olds, they're comfortable with themselves. They have dreams. They only see sunshine and rainbows. What if you're just mean to that five-year-old and you just go up to them and tell them, you're ugly? What if that five-year-old is your child, your sibling, or even you as a kid? How do you think they would feel? Obviously, they wouldn't really feel good about it. They would most likely be confused as to why you even told them that. Someone you love, maybe your partner tells you, you look bad. How would you feel? You would obviously not like it and maybe even get upset. Why is it when it comes to ourselves, we say all these negative things? How come we fill our cups with negativity, with fear, with limits, labels, instead of filling our cups with positivity, confidence, courage? I want to touch base on comparison real quick because sometimes comparing ourselves to others plays a big role on the way that we speak to ourselves. With social media and the exposure of other people's lifestyles, status, looks, talents, and look, it doesn't necessarily have to be from social media itself. Many times, and I think most of the times, comparison comes from people that you may know, from friends, colleagues, family. I think that has a higher impact at times because you personally know them. If we begin to comparing our looks, our personalities, our lifestyles, our skills, our talents, we compare them with others, it's hurting us. If Becky is pretty, it does not take away from Jackie's beauty. If Tyler is talented, it does not take away from the talents of Joseph. I feel like at times we also set these expectations for ourselves, and when we don't meet those expectations, we either compare ourselves to others and start saying negative things to ourselves, or negative self-talk could also stem from just being the only thing that we know. Maybe you grew up in an environment or lived in an environment for a while where everyone made fun of you. They belittled you. They criticized you or even insulted you. Whatever you were fed to for years is the only thing that you will know and become used to. But it's time to change that script. I have a little exercise for you and we're going to do it together. I would like for you to take a moment and ask yourself, what are three things that you tell yourself on a daily basis? Write it down, type it out, or just think about it. Feel free to pause the episode if you need time. The reason we are doing this is because I want you to bring awareness of what your inner dialogue looks like. I said we're doing this together, so let me share mine with you. Every day, I say that I am grateful. I affirm that I am grateful for my car, for my home, my job, my clothing, the trees, the sun, or the rain, whatever it could be that has made me snap into the present of how truly grateful and how blessed I am. Second thing I tell myself is, I am blessed. No matter how annoyed, how upset, how I'm feeling, I tell myself that I am blessed. Because despite what happens, despite what little inconvenience happens, I am still a very blessed person. This past week, I've been so annoyed. And I don't know why, but honestly, these past 2 weeks, I've been so annoyed at everything. And what I keep telling myself is that I am blessed. And it makes me feel better about myself. It just makes me realize how I'm getting annoyed at little things that don't really even matter. They're just tiny little things that I'm letting them annoy me when there's a bunch of other things that I should be looking at and realizing that I'm so blessed for it. Now, the last thing that I tell myself is I am beautiful. I have my moments where I judge myself, where I criticize myself a little, but I immediately try to put a stop to it and tell myself that I am beautiful. About 4 years ago, my inner dialogue was completely different. I can't even talk to myself now the way I used to talk to myself a few years back. And it's a journey. It has been a journey. But it's all about self-awareness and what actions you're going to take. Second question, second part of this exercise is, how do you talk to yourself when you make a mistake or something goes wrong? This is so important to acknowledge because we can tell ourselves good things when we are happy, when we are feeling good. But how about when we don't? When we make a mistake? Take time to reflect on that. What do you tell yourself when you mess up, when you make a mistake, when you feel defeated, when you're feeling low? Do you call yourself names? Do you begin to affirm negativity? Are you harsh with your words? Now, before someone says, yeah, but I'm joking, or it's just a joke, it actually has the same effect as if you were to go up to a stranger and tell them, you're ugly. They're going to be puzzled, and they're going to look at you as if you're crazy, and then all you're going to say is, it's just a joke. You possibly did make them have a negative reaction. They had a negative emotion. They didn't act upon it because it's a complete stranger that's walking up to them, telling them something ugly, telling them something negative, but they're still going to be puzzled and be questioning it. And it's going to make them feel a type of way. And it works the same way with you. Your brain doesn't know that you're joking. The energy doesn't know that you're joking either. What I mean by negativity is something that has an undesirable definition or more of an unlikable definition. When you make a mistake or you do or say something foolish, you get caught up in the moment and you blur out what you feel, and that comes with emotion, and that is energy. And your brain takes the word and the meaning of the word that is attached to that emotion, and it just sticks it into your subconscious mind, and that's just how it works, and then it tries to make it into a reality for you. So take that time to reflect and bring awareness of how you speak to yourself when something goes wrong. Now, last part of this exercise, let's write down 3 positive things to tell ourselves every single day. Whatever harsh affirmation that you need to replace or want to replace, replace it with something encouraging, supporting, positive. Let's say you've made it a habit to call yourself dumb, right? If you make a mistake, if you say something silly, or if you misunderstood something, well, why are you calling yourself dumb? Instead, you could replace that with, I'm human. I know better for next time. That simple. We all are going to do something foolish, some more than others, but we have to show compassion to ourselves when we mess up. We can't be hard on ourselves. We can't bring ourselves down. We are supposed to be our own cheerleaders, our own best friends. That's what we're supposed to be. We can't be against ourselves. We can't be our own enemy. If you're the type of person who calls themselves dumb, affirm the opposite. Tell yourself, I'm smart. Or you can simply ask yourself, what is this teaching me? If you call yourself ugly, first off, you're not. I don't need to see you. We are all beautiful in our unique ways. We all have different physical, personal traits. We are all beautiful. It's all about your self-perception. If you call yourself ugly, call yourself beautiful instead. Change the script. If you say, I'm scared, replace it with, I have courage. You think you're stupid? No, you're not. You are intelligent. Affirm, I am intelligent. You think you're unworthy? No, you're not. You are worthy. Affirm, I am worthy. Let's say you drop things and you start calling yourself clumsy and you say it with emotion. Guess what? You're going to convince yourself that you are clumsy. So change the script. I'm careful. That simple. If you constantly say, I'm disrespected by others, well, stand up straight, pick your chin up, and affirm I am respected. Respect yourself first, and you'll be respected. What goes on in our minds is what we show to the world. Whatever we feed ourselves is what we're going to put out there in the world. If you constantly think negativity, if you constantly feed yourself negative words, that's what you're going to put in the world. If you constantly feed yourself good things, think good things, that's what you're going to put out into the world. What goes on internally is going to end up showing out in the external. I used to think so little of myself. I used to never call myself beautiful. Ever. And it's so crazy that I'm talking about this now because when I was thinking about doing this episode, I was reflecting on my journey with positive self-talk and negative self-talk and how I have changed my inner dialogue over the years and how I'm still working on it. And it's so crazy to think how I never really said anything good to myself. It was so difficult to even accept a compliment. Let me tell you a story that I remember clear as day. This happened January of 2020. Yeah, around there. I was 17. I was a senior in high school. And I was in keyboard class. We were in the corner of the class, so it was me and a few other classmates who did work together or tried having a good time. And this girl, one of my classmates, came up to me and told me, "You're so beautiful." I looked at her in shock. I laughed a little bit in disbelief. And she looked at me as if I was crazy. And I thought she was joking. I thought she was being sarcastic. And I literally looked at her in confusion, in pure confusion. And I asked her, "Really?" I wasn't even fishing for a compliment. I was genuinely in disbelief. And she said, "Yeah, you are." Which was so sweet of her. And I'm so grateful for the nice words that she told me. And that day, I noticed how low I thought of myself. Because almost every day I would tell myself I looked bad or I was ugly. I'd receive compliments from friends, from family. My parents would always tell me I was beautiful. They were literally my cheerleaders. I had others tell me that too, but it was just a me thing. I would obviously be polite. I would say thank you, but I wouldn't believe it. And that was my mindset for a majority of my teenage years. Until one day, I woke up, and I remember the date too. It was June 7th, 2020. I woke up, and I said no. Nope. No longer am I going to tell myself negative words and bring myself down. Since that day, I have showed up completely different, more confident in who I am, more comfortable in my own skin. And it has been a journey. And it still is. And I'm going to be completely honest and completely admit it that sometimes my mind does get the best of me, but I am human. It's completely normal. And the little devil tries to get the best of me and bring me down. Sometimes I do tell myself, wow, I look bad, or I look something just negative, right? Or my hair looks bad or whatever it is. And then I stop myself and I'm like, why am I telling myself that? Why am I telling myself that? Maybe I just don't like the way my hair looks right now. But I can fix it. I can just live with it. I'm still beautiful. So after that day, the two things that I constantly tell myself is I am beautiful and I am smart. I always thought of myself as a smart person, but me calling myself dumb or stupid would outweigh me calling myself smart. And people would not respect me as much either. I mean, they did, but I don't feel like I was fully respected, though I respected them. I did allow some sort of disrespect because I thought it was okay. And it all stemmed from how low I thought of myself, from the lies I would tell myself, from the script I had in my mind. So I changed the script and affirmed I am respected. I respected myself, and that's how others began respecting me. I am seriously going to make a separate episode on self-respect. I've got so much to say, but right now we're talking about inner dialogue, so this is just my experience that I am sharing with you. It is to show you how powerful your inner dialogue is, how powerful the words that you tell yourself are. If you call yourself weak, you are. If you call yourself strong, you are. It is whatever you think. If you think you're slow or you're dumb, your mind is going to try its best to turn you into that. Even ancient scripture says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. This goes to show how long this has been a thing. By the way, that's Proverbs 18:26, I believe. But this just goes to show how long it has been a thing. The tongue can bring yourself up or it can bring you down, the same way that it can bring others up or it can bring them down. While doing some research for this episode, I found an article called Do Words Hurt?, which I believe was published back in 2010, that states pain-related words activate regions associated with the pain matrix. A single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. That's a quote from a book called Words Can Change Your Brain. I found out about it while reading another article. I do want to say both articles are linked down below, and I really suggest you to read them. The article basically says, whether we tell ourselves positive or negative words, whatever we speak, whatever we think, it travels to the area of our brain that has to do with taking action. So whatever you think, whatever you say, your brain is going to try to make it into a reality for you because that is the information that it is receiving. So the main goal of this episode was to help you bring awareness in the areas that you might need to change the script. Your inner dialogue plays a big role into how you perceive yourself. Say positive things to yourself and see how your self-perception, how you view the world, how you speak to others changes. Before I end this episode, I do have a challenge for you and an affirmation. Now, that challenge is what we did in the exercise earlier, which is write down 3 positive affirmations and repeat them every morning and every night in front of a mirror. For this whole week, do it for the whole month if you can. Do it for the whole rest of April. Do it in May. Do it for as long as you can. Let me share with you my affirmations. Mine are going to be, I am safe, I am strong, and I am fearless. Just because that's what I feel I need right now. If you don't know where to start, you can affirm this. I accept myself wholly and unconditionally. Because you can. There's always going to be room for growth, but you have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be your own best friend. You have to be your own cheerleader. No one else is going to be doing that for you. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. You are amazing, and I am so grateful that you joined me on today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a 5-star rating so that we can continue to grow. Our Savvy Time community takes less than 5 seconds, and I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day.